The European Union is following in Australia's footsteps as unveiling new legislation to regulate social media giants, including Facebook, Google and Amazon. The new Digital Markets Act in Europe could see the world's biggest firms banned from the EU market and facing fines of up to 10% of their revenues for breaking competition rules. This comes just a week after the Australian government, remember, unveiled our own media bargaining code to force the platforms to pay for the content they use. Alexander Geyser is a German member of the European Parliament who works on digital issues. Alexander Geyser, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
The EU has revealed this draft legislation, the Digital Services Act, to rein in tech giants. What does it propose? What's at the heart of it?
Well, it proposes a whole array of measures. First of all, better rights for users and a lot of transparency mechanisms in order to be able to look into the algorithms, to look into the way advertising is used, for example, and especially competition measures. In the Digital Markets Act, it's actually two legislative acts, the Digital Services Act that deals with platforms of all kinds, of all sizes, and then there's the Digital Markets Act, which focuses on competition, and that only deals with what the European Commission calls the gatekeepers, so the very, very large platforms who have something like 45 million users, at least, that is 10% of the European population. And they need to fulfill certain obligations. For example, they can't use data which they have access to because of the business model in order to develop their own business models, or they need to ensure some kind of interoperability, or they can't self-preference their own products in their ranking systems, for example. Those are just a few examples.
Right. Okay. So if we break that down, they can't self-preference. Let's take that last one. That means they can't use the data they collect, which is massive, of course, if you're Facebook or Google. You can't use that. They can't use that data to make sure that the products and the companies that they now own are being preferenced above others, in a sense, locking out others.
Exactly. That's the point. Yes.
What is the major concern? What is at the heart of this law in terms of what's the key problem you're trying to fix?
Well, I think there's more than one key problem. One, in terms of competition, it's certainly that we have the impression that European companies don't stand a chance to have success in this market anymore because Facebook, Amazon, and Google are so huge. And once they have all this control over the data, as you said, data collection is absolutely massive. You have huge network effects, and so much knowledge that no other kind of company can enter that market. So it's sort of an oligopoly. It's just a few companies sharing the market among themselves. That is bad for consumers. It's bad for companies.
Can I just interrupt you there, Alexandra? Yes. Sorry, just interrupt you just to flesh that out a bit more. So when you talk about European companies, you're talking about social media companies that get basically wiped out.
Well, not only social media companies, also online marketplaces. Uh-huh. It's getting we used to have a lot of European online marketplaces, and it's getting increasingly difficult for them to operate because the American tech giants are so huge. And in the social media web network area, you see that, for example, Facebook is facing now charges by the FTC in the United States because of the acquisition of WhatsApp and Instagram, because they just buy up any competition that might arise. So that is a huge concern. We also have concerns in the social network area about the massive spread of disinformation, which really has been massive, has been really, really worrying with the COVID case now this year in Europe. And the spread of hate speech, which is also terrible. I mean, in Europe, there's a survey saying 50% of women don't have the courage to express their opinion in the internet because of the hate speech they receive. And that is really a breach of freedom of speech.
And what do all of these laws that have been brought in, what do they do about that, about the misinformation, the COVID and the hate speech? I mean, there are regulations being brought in. There's the Christchurch statement or communique. There's other laws that the Facebook and Google and others seem to be responding to in terms of those elements of hate speech. So what is the law that the EU wants to deal with there, and would that be EU specific?
Well, the approach of the European Commission is basically to focus on very clear rules for treating illegal content. So once the platform has actual knowledge of the fact that there is an illegal content, that usually comes from a national authority, but also being flagged by users, they have to act pretty quickly without undue delay. And they have to be very transparent about which contents they take down, how they deal with content, why they do not take down or why they do not disable access to that kind of content. And there are yearly reports in which they have to make that transparent.
Okay.
If I may express a personal criticism, I think this is not enough, because the real root cause is the business model underlying all of this, which is targeted advertising, I mean, these companies make their huge profits by advertising. They're advertising companies, basically data collection and advertising companies. And this is what makes them that successful. And as long as you allow them to collect all this data online and offline to spy on us, and then to use that to sell that information to advertisers, we will never control this, because this business model is so successful, and it also destroys our press, because the advertising money that used to go to publishers is now going to the social media companies.
Just on that.
So this is really what the Commission should have done, ban that, but unfortunately, they haven't.
Well, just on that, last week the Australian government unveiled a new media bargaining code. It's described as a world first. It will force Facebook and Google in the first instance to pay for news content from the sites whose news they carry. Is that a good move in your view, and is Europe looking at that?
In my view, I'm not familiar with the details of your law. I just looked at the outline, and I have to say we tried that in Germany, in my country, and we failed.
Why did
you fail?
Because
basically what happened, we failed because Google started blocking the news selectively, and then the major German publisher decided to make a deal in order to be seen, because their traffic or the traffic on the publisher's website decreased. And so they made a deal that Google achieved a license at no cost. They could just keep displaying their content.
Right.
And that forced basically all the smaller publishers to do the same thing.
So we
have a law in place, but Google is still not paying for the content.
Right. In this case, the impetus for these laws and for this kind of deal and mediation has come from the media companies. So they've banded together and forced the government into this competition investigation and come up with this law. So we will see. That's a process that's going at the moment. What kind of, Facebook and Google and Amazon and others, Facebook in particular, warning it could move away from Europe if more regulation is introduced. What does that mean? What does that look like? And are they talking about blocking access to its sites for EU users?
Well, I think the hurdles, I was just reading that, the hurdles for blocking access are huge. I wish they were smaller, I have to say. And I don't think Facebook is serious with that threat. The European Union, with more than 500 million citizens, is the biggest market at all, bigger than the United States. I don't think Facebook wants to lose that. But if they should decide to pull out of Europe, I mean, they're welcome to do so. I think we will be very able to set up very quickly companies that can fill in the void, and we might have a better digital ecosystem than the one Facebook is offering us. It's not doing good to our societies.
Okay, Alexandra.
I don't feel threatened by that.
Alexandra, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alexandra Gaeser, German member of the European Parliament, an expert on digital issues, as you could hear, and the EU looking at this raft of new legislation to be unveiled. It's called the Digital Markets Act.